You might find something to interest you in there, Granger," Pansy said loudly, and she threw the magazine at Hermione, who caught it, looking startled. At that moment the dungeon door opened, and Snape beckoned them all inside. Hermione, Harry and Ron headed for a table at the back of the dungeon as usual. Once Snape had turned his back on them to write up the ingredients of today's potion on the blackboard, Hermione hastily rifled through the magazine under the desk. At last, in the centre pages, Hermione found what they were looking for. Harry and Ron leaned in closer. A colour photograph of Harry headed a short piece entitled, "Harry Potter's Secret Heartache. A boy like no other, perhaps, yet a boy suffering all the usual pangs of adolescence," writes Rita Skeeter, "deprived of love since the tragic demise of his parents. 14-year-old Harry Potter thought he had found solace in his steady girlfriend at Hogwarts, muggle-born Hermione Granger. Little did he know that he would shortly be suffering yet another emotional blow in a life already littered with personal loss. Miss Granger, a plain but ambitious girl, seems to have a taste for famous wizards that Harry alone cannot satisfy. Since the arrival at Hogwarts of Victor Crumb, Bulgarian seeker and hero of the last World Quidditch Cup, Miss Granger has been toying with both boys' affections. Crumb, who is openly smitten with the devious Miss Granger, has already invited her to visit him in Bulgaria over the summer holidays, and insists that he has never felt this way about any other girl. However, it might not be Miss Granger's doubtful natural charms that have captured these unfortunate boys' interest. She's really ugly, says Pansy Parkinson, a pretty and vivacious fourth-year student, but she'd be well up to making a love potion. She's quite brainy. I think that's how she's doing it. Love potions are, of course, banned at Hogwarts, and no doubt Albus Dumbledore will want to investigate these claims. In the meantime, Harry Potter's well-wishers must hope that, next time, he bestows his heart on a worthier candidate. I told you! Ron hissed at Hermione as she stared down at the article. I told you not to annoy Rita Skeeter. She's made you out to be some sort of Scarlet Woman. Hermione stopped looking astonished and snorted with laughter. Scarlet Woman? She repeated, shaking with suppressed giggles as she looked around at Ron. It's what my mum calls them, Ron muttered, his ears going red. If that's the best Rita can do... She's losing her touch, said Hermione, still giggling as she threw Witch Weekly onto the empty chair beside her. What a pile of old rubbish! She looked over at the Slytherins, who were all watching her and Harry closely across the room, to see if they had been upset by the article. Hermione gave them a sarcastic smile and a wave, and she, Harry and Ron, started unpacking the ingredients they would need for their witch-sharpening potion. There's something funny, though, said Hermione 10 minutes later, holding her pestle suspended over a bowl of scarab beetles. How could Rita Skeeter have known? Known what? Said Ron quickly. You haven't been mixing up love potions, have you? Don't be stupid, Hermione snapped, starting to pound up her beetles again. No, it's just, how did she know Victor asked me to visit him over the summer? Hermione blushed scarlet as she said this, and determinedly avoided Ron's eyes. What? Said Ron, dropping his pestle with a loud clunk. He asked me right after he'd pulled me out of the lake, Hermione muttered, after he'd got rid of his shark's head. Madame Pomfrey gave us both blankets, and then he sort of pulled me away from the judges so they wouldn't hear, and he said, if I wasn't doing anything over the summer, would I like to...
And what did you say? Said Ron, who had picked up his pestle and was grinding it on the desk, a good 6 inches from his bowl, because he was looking at Hermione.
And he did say he'd never felt the same way about anyone else,
Hermione went on, going so red now that Harry could almost feel the heat coming from her.
But how could Rita Skeeter have heard him? She wasn't there. Or was she? Maybe she has got an invisibility cloak. Maybe she sneaked onto the grounds to watch the second task.
And what did you say? Ron repeated, pounding his pestle down so hard that it dented the desk.
Well, I was too busy seeing whether you and Harry were okay to...
Fascinating though your social life undoubtedly is, Miss Granger,
said an icy voice right behind them, and all three of them jumped.
I must ask you not to discuss it in my class. 10 points from Gryffindor.